You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
So when I was getting ready to watch this movie and I pulled it up, I realized that I had agreed to watch this and completely forgot in the 4 days since what this was about, what the trailer was, and it was really confusing because there's a short film made that has this year that has the exact same title as this movie that has a plot that is definitely different but close enough. So, like, going into this movie, I legitimately had no idea what it was about because apparently I'm too lazy to rewatch the trailer. And that is, of course, The Shadow of Violence by Nick Roland. And joining me today are Santi.
Oh, no.
And Adrian.
Oh, man. I wish he had subtitles like this movie.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm not the only one.
Nah, you're not.
That's the hard part about screeners is that, you know, like the visual quality sometimes is great, sometimes is okay. There's usually a watermark, but there's never subtitles. And whenever you're watching anything that's British or Irish or Scottish, it's like, oh God, why? This is a foreign film.
I want to say Shudder has subtitles on their screeners, which good for you guys. I'm really proud of you. Everyone else, follow that trend, please. This is an Irish crime movie, and man, it's Irish to the point where you really gotta listen with your ears wide open to get everything that's being said.
Oh yeah, crank the volume up. The performances all have really thick accents. And the characters are obscenely Irish. The main character, who's played by a guy named Cosmo Jarvis, is literally named Arm in the movie. Although I am happy that his ex-girlfriend or wife or his baby mama, played by Niam Algar, I'll say, her name is actually Ursula, and I love watching any movie that has a character named Ursula in it. It reminds me of the Little Mermaid back when I was a kid. But the movie itself follows Arm, who, like I said, he has an ex who he has a child with who is severely autistic, and they're having to get special care for him. And at the same time, he's working for kind of this local familial mafia. Like, it's very much this local family, like, small-town crime drama, like you see in Fargo and the like, but Irish. As a heavy, because back in the day, he used to be a boxer until he accidentally murdered somebody in the rain and couldn't handle it. And so it follows him as he basically works as just nothing but an enforcer, and right in the beginning, they have this big party celebrating just the success of this family. And lo and behold, one of the guys there basically either molests or puts the moves on. It's never really clear how far he goes.
Yeah.
But he does inappropriate things with a 14-year-old girl. And I know this sounds like I'm spoiling a lot, but I promise this is like all in the first 5 minutes of the movie. They literally show you this happening and then go like, this is the cause for all the crap that happens after.
Yeah.
And so basically this event kind of tears this family apart, both Arm's immediate family and this mafia family, as they try to decide how to handle it when one of their own breaks this rule. And it really starts to boil down to what makes Arm either a father, like what he cares for, and also like what are his lines that he will or won't cross. And like, it's a very small movie. I actually ended up enjoying it more than I didn't, even though it does hit a lot of the same hallmarks that movies of this type do. Like, it follows all the same beats of Mulholland Falls and a dozen other gangster movies. But the Irish setting does a lot of favors for this movie, even if it does make them hard to understand for us uneducated Americans sometimes.
It does seem that rural Ireland is one of the drabbest, most depressing places in the world. Like, I don't think I saw a single tree in the, like, city area where these people live. It was just white buildings that were usually very short. I thought the whole vibe about this movie was quite grim, and as far as the authenticity is of people who were Irish, I do think that the accents in this movie were pretty accurate. The main actor, Cosmo Jarvis, is actually British of Armenian descent, so he's not Irish. So it's actually refreshing to hear that somebody is doing an accent from a different country that sounds accurate, because I see even some of the people that we laud as some of our best actors truly brutalize accents nowadays. I could go on about that forever, but the film does actually, I think, avoid some of the typical pitfalls of crime dramas, even Irish and British crime dramas, which it certainly is that. But I think the pathos of the main character are actually quite relatable, and they were interesting. The main character is, of course, you know, a former boxer who, like you said, killed somebody and couldn't handle it. But it's also, I guess, like, somebody who's pretty, I guess, immature emotionally and not really sure kind of like where they are in their life, other than the fact that they want to be a good father to their kid. And I think that that is where this movie goes in a different direction than I anticipated it to. Granted, I should also mention that the name, I actually saw this movie a little further back when it was called Calm with the Horses, or Calm with Horses, which...
Oh, it's a better title.
I think so, too. I actually came to it because it's scored by a musician that I follow called Blank Mass. He usually makes, like, upbeat avant-garde electronic music, but this is like an ambient score, and it's his first one, I believe, and that's how I came across this movie. And again, it was called Calm with the Horses back then, not Shadow of Violence, which I think, I agree, is a much better title for the film. There's like a brief, like, kind of side story happening with horses and the main character, which is, you know, I guess obviously told in the previous title. But I should let somebody else talk, because like there's a lot of nuances to this film that I think if somebody else talks, they'll come out. So Adrian, what did you think?
Yeah, so as a fan of this kind of recent surge of Irish crime dramas, like, I want to say it's called Bad Day for the Cut was one of them, and Startup. They all kind of have this similar, really visceral, really dark theme. There's a lot of like darkness to humanity. And what's really good about this movie is that it does kind of do that, but it also presents a really, really sympathetic main character, at least I thought. This guy, there's a reason why his name is just Arm. He's a totem pole, but he's this gentle giant, and it's something that I don't see often with movies like this. I feel like usually the main character is just that, well, he's just not as bad as the other guys. But this one, I really thought it had a lot of heart, and all the choices that it makes really leads to that. There's a subplot with him and his son, and one thing that we didn't mention is that his son is special needs. He's autistic, and that plays a big part into his character and how he sees being a father, how he sees himself thinking like this is his fault. I actually really dug this. I dug this way more than I thought I was going to, mainly because, just like you, I forgot what this movie was going to be. I know I signed up for it because it must have appealed to me in some way, but this was a pretty good surprise, I'd say.
You know, it's interesting that you guys both mentioned the subplot of him being a father and his relationship, because that was actually the one part of the movie that I ended up struggling with. and I will I will fully admit, as anybody who listens to my reviews knows, I'm a dad, and that colors a lot of how I watch things. And the only part of his character I didn't buy is that he's kind of this passive... I hate to use the term doofus, but like that's kind of what he is. In fact, the movie ends up being kind of like a character study on what would be a dumb heavy in any other mob movie, but this like dives into his psyche so that we can see the nuance involved. But like that side of him, I never bought his commitment to his son in a sense. Like it never felt like the way a father would really act who had an autistic son. Because it's not like he's surprised. He know his son has autism. He knows and has known for a while. And it felt like he would have picked up more tactics and how to be a dad around his son. And instead, we see a couple of scenes where, you know, like he struggles a lot with his son's autism and the way he treats him. And the way he treats him is the way somebody who doesn't have any of that experience would have. And it left me questioning whether or not I felt like that was a real flaw of the movie or if this is my need to have a sympathetic character, because I recognize that it's me sitting here going, I really want this character to have something that's explicitly likable about him, that he tries and he's good at, but I don't know, like it feels like I'm wanting the movie to be something that it's not actually.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I kind of had the opposite reaction to that. Seeing him struggle with his autistic son, you can kind of tell, like, okay, this guy was not only not ready to be the father of a special needs child, he probably wasn't even ready to be a father in general. I think it added to his to what his character might be about, because I kept thinking, like, okay, this guy is, like, a little bit too ignorant to a point where it's not that he's like an asshole or anything like that. It's more just like, is he kind of simple-minded? And it's kind of something that's hinted at. I think it added a little bit of complexity for me, at least.
I agree. I mean, I think that the main character, Arm, is a very good archetype for an underdeveloped person. He doesn't necessarily want to deal with the fact that his kid has autism. He kind of tries to like just do regular things with him and treat him like a regular kid, hoping that he won't have a freak out. But when he does, he doesn't know how to react. He just flips out, literally screams at him because he doesn't know how to calm him down. And I think that the way that he handles some of the other situations in the film are indicative of this person as well, because he kind of just tries to use apathy to deal with just about everything. Like, he'd be convinced to do just about anything, it seems. And even though he shows like an obvious reluctance, he kind of just like goes along with it and, you know, thinks that if he does, that it'll just, he can move on to the next thing that much sooner. And I think that that's where the arc of this character is. Like, he does seem dumb, but also like in a way seems like he knows better. And maybe that's why he's interesting. But I guess that's, I should say that I'm not a dad, but maybe I see kind of the, maybe that's why I see that sooner than I see the fact that he's a bad parent who doesn't know how to react to the fact that his kid is just different from the other. I do think that it's another indication of this is like, and I want to point this out because I think that it's an unlikely narrative that people wouldn't see, but this is kind of a buddy movie in some ways. Like the other, his boss, I guess you would say, which is like, I guess the nefarious nephew of the drug family, whose name is Difna. He's played by Barry, and I'm gonna screw up his last name.
I think it's Keegan.
I think the O is silent.
We know him from Dunkirk. He's done a bunch of other movies. He kind of looks like a younger, like really snobby version of who's the guy who did the Gift.
He reminds me of Dave Franco for some reason in this. Like,
I can see that. I'm always gonna think of him as the kid from the Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah,
which is that for me what got me like, okay, I want to see this guy in more movies. This is an interesting performance, and I thought he was really good in this too.
I agree. It's weird. He plays that character who is really trashy, and in any movie you would really not like him, but he does it so well that it ends up being really endearing and makes you like the character for who they are.
He's immediately unlikable. He looks like a little shit. Like you see him and you're just like, this kid has never missed a fucking meal in his life. And
it's that fucking blonde hair.
He just looks smug. That
douche ass blonde hair that he does.
It's the frosted blonde hair.
And he's not only Arm's, like, I guess, you know, proverbial boss, but he's also like kind of his friend. Like they kind of seem like they're each other's only friend, and they're kind of like just along in this like really fucked up world that they both live in, and they're just kind of along for the ride, it seems. And I got that vibe from them through the middle of the movie, and I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. Like, I could see this being a completely different movie where these guys kind of explore this relationship.
Yeah, it was an interesting dynamic because he's clearly younger than him. It's like a, like if a 19-year-old had a 35-year-old friend, but for some reason it works. But it also leads to just more exploration of the main character, I'd say, because all that their relationship is our main character Arm being like overly loyal. Like you think at some point you should not do everything that this family is telling you, and it kind of adds to my theory that he's either a little simple or he's just, his heart's too big.
You know what this feels like to me? This feels like we have an example of a talented director who I think feels a little bit like a George P. Cosmatos, or is that the dad? And I'm talking about the son, the one who did Mandy. And we have a first-time feature film writer who are both talented and have some really interesting ideas and like have a good script and a good movie, but it feels like maybe it just needed another pass or a little bit more time to bring out some of these side plots. Like, I think my issue with the fatherhood angle is just that I wanted that to be more present, more of an arc to it. And so, like, maybe just refining some of those scenes, or the scenes with his I think younger than him boss would have brought out the movie a bit more. Because, like, I ended up kind of just thinking this movie was okay to good. Like, there was a lot there, but it never really pulled me in the way I think it pulled you guys in. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Adrian, why don't you pick up your final thoughts and let's kind of go into the home stretch with this.
Hey, I can totally do that for you, man. I dug this. I think it's because I had kind of zero expectations of whatever this was going to be. I really like this. It is similar to other Irish crime thrillers, dramas, but it's definitely not a bad film at all. I think it's filmed pretty well. It's acted well. I really like the main character, and I really like the performance from the main actor, because he really feels like, I'm not entirely sure what your angle is, but I'm having fun trying to guess what's going on. And although it does some things that the other Irish crime dramas do, this had actually a really nice, well, sort of nice and poignant ending, which usually all of these movies have like the same ending, and this one just did it a little different for it to be kind of special. I would recommend this, and it's funny because like Saban, the company that put this out, put out another British crime drama earlier that totally sucked, so they've redeemed themselves in my book with this one. I would give this 4 Irish accents that I need subtitles for out of 5.
Santi?
I also dug this movie. I didn't know what to expect. I said earlier I came to this movie with because I knew the artist who did the soundtrack, and I do feel that there is just a huge and open and very, it's still flourishing sea of foreign crime dramas that you could just like sink your teeth into, and a lot of them kind of have a very similar qualities, and I'm not going to say that this one is just like a diamond in the rough. It definitely is a little bit different than some of those other films that I could probably go on naming, but it's better to say that this is kind of just more of a character film than it is like a crime drama, I guess, in my opinion. And that's why I liked it a little more than your average crime drama. That being said, I think it has a lot of potential for some of these actors to do lots of other stuff. Like, I really did like watching these guys, even though nobody really, like, I have to say, like, stood out to me as just like, oh, God, this performance is amazing. Like, this guy is really killing it, is not something I said at any point throughout this movie. But the content seemed genuine, and I think the actors were delivering good accents, and that is a little more than I can say for a lot of these genre-type flicks. That's, I'll sum it all up with, I'm going to give it, I keep doing the 10 scale. I notice Adrian does the 5. I'm going to stick to the 10. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 Joel Edgerton mini lookalikes.
Yeah, a lot of guys do out of 10, but a gentleman does out of 5.
Yeah, that's fine, whatever.
I guess I'm trashy. Yeah, so I ended up kind of liking this more than I didn't, although I did have some issues with it. I think this, again, feels like the birth of a really talented director and a writer. Like, I am very much interested to see what these filmmakers make next. And the cast all did a great job. Even Cosmo, who in the beginning of the movie, I was kind of iffy on him because his character is such a blank slate. But by the time you get to the end, there's a sequence where that actor really just pulls it off. And he brought me to tears, which is not something that I was expecting this movie to do at any point. It's a lot more sedate than you expect it is. The trailer looks like it's something that's going to have a little bit more action, like Wind River. And I like that I compare it to Wind River for being an action movie. But, that's not a bad thing. It's still a really interesting movie. I think Santi hit it with, this is more of a character study that involves crime than it is a true crime film. Like, I wouldn't put this alongside any of their gangster movies. But it's definitely worth checking out if you enjoy Irish cinema or if you enjoy that kind of darker, more intimate story that involves a bit of the extreme ultraviolence. I would say this is a 6 out of 10 horse rides, which, come on, guys, really? It was, like, literally the original title. You didn't go with horses?
It just seemed too easy.
Well, that's what I'm here, the low-hanging fruit. I go for the easy wins.